Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Schwuis, Perik Hey, Mishnah Dalid. We have already discussed that there's Knas and there's Mamlin. Let me give you an example, although it's not the same thing because we're not talking about Bezdin, but just for illustrative purposes. Suppose you were playing ball in class, you weren't supposed to play ball in class, and you broke the window. And in comes in the person in charge of windows in your school and says, listen, this window to replace costs $100. You have to bring $100? That's mamon. If the window would cost 80, it would be 80. If it would cost 120, it would be 120. But let's say the school would make a rule. Anyone who plays ball in class has to pay a $5 knas. Maybe you get it back at the end of the year, maybe you don't. Whatever the rule does. Every school knows, every anhala knows what's good for their school. So you're not going to say, well, where did I do $5 damage? Maybe you did more damage, maybe you did less damage, maybe you did no damage, but that's the rule. There's a knas. Now, when the school gives a knas, there's no halacha that moideh b'knas is pater. When the Torah gives a knas, the halacha is, if you're moideh, you're pater. Of course, you have to be moideh before the eidim come. When it comes to the halachas of Shavuos HaPikadon, you're not chayiv for lying about a knas that you owe. Because you would have anyway had a way to pater yourself. You could have just been moideh. But you are chayiv when you owe money. And where it gets a little bit complicated is where you have a case that has within it both knas and mamon. For example, zakt the Mishnah. Again, perikei, Mishnah dalet. One person goes over to another, and he says, anasta upetisa esbiti. You either forced or you convinced my daughter, we're talking about a daughter that's younger than 12 and a half, to be with him. For that, there is one punishment of a knas, 50 shekel, and besides of that, there's a money punishment of boishes and pagan. How much shame this caused, how much is he worth less now, technically speaking. So when a person says to someone else, anasta opetiso esbiti, you did this to my daughter, we're not even sure yet what he means. Does he mean you have to pay me the knas of 50 shekel? Does he mean you have to pay me the boishes and the pagam, which is the money that has to be assessed how much it is? Does he mean both? We don't know yet. All we know is this person says, this is what you did, anasta opetiso esbiti. Vehu aimer, the person that the charge is made against answers, he says, lo yanasti, v'lo yepetisi. I didn't do it. Mashbiachani, he imposes a shvua on him, v'amar amen, and his answer is, he taka says amen. And later he admits that he swore falsely. So chayv, he has to bring a carbon. We said there's no carbon for knas, but we have the payments for the shame and the loss of value. Could also be for tsar, for pain. For the money payments, he has to bring a carbon, because that was something that he owed him, that was money, and he denied it. And he swore to that effect. Rabbi Shimon Paiter, Rabbi Shimon says he's Pater, she'einai mishalim knas al pi atzmai, being that the halach is if someone is moide b'knas, he's Pater, so therefore you're also Pater when you deny it. Amrulai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon, but who says he was asking for the knas? That's like a true. I'll the 50 shekel if he's Moide's potter, but Mishalim Boishas Upgam Apiatzmoy. He does have to pay for her shame and how much he's worth less, even if he admits. So what's the machlokes here between Rav Shimon and the Chacham? Let's try to understand something. The Chachamim seem to suggest we're dealing only with the money part, and Rav Shimon seems to suggest we're dealing only with the knas part. But both the Chachamim and Rav Shimon know that there's both. Well, the answer is that the machloikis between the Chacham and Reb Shimon is a psychological assessment of how people think. When this father says, anasta opetisas biti, what is he referring to? Does he want the knas, 50 shekel, or does he want the baisha subgam? The Chachamim say he wants the baisha subgam. The Chachamim say this father knows that this person has a way with getting away with the knas. All he has to do is to be maida. But the boishes abgam he can't get away with. Being moideh won't help. And therefore, I want to make sure that he pays it. So the father's referring to the boishes abgam. And that's mamon. For that, you have to pay. If you swear that you don't owe it, and later you admit. Reb Shimon says people look at it differently. Boishes abgam, we have to go to Bezin and figure out how much the boishes abgam is. Depends on a lot of different factors. He's not even sure how much money he can get over here. But the knas is etched in stone. 50 shekel, 50 shekel. No arguments. So a person will gravitate, says Reb Shimon, to what you know for sure, 50 shekel. And that's probably what the father meant. And again, the Chachamim say that a person will gravitate to something that he knows the person can't get away with. And that's the moment where it doesn't help to be Maida. So that's the machlokes, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim.